More bad news on the business front for Donald Trump today. After facing pressure to dump Trump, Macy's announcing it's ending its partnership with the billionaire businessman.
And you're ready for business. The Donald J. Trump Signature Collection, only at Macy's.
And taking his merchandise off the shelves, saying his disparaging remarks about Mexican immigrants are inconsistent with Macy's values. Trump says he's the one who ended the relationship because he has, quote, never been happy about the fact that the ties and shirts are made in China. The latest fallout from those incendiary comments,
they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists,
comes as Trump's political stock is on the rise. While a new CNN ORC poll shows former Florida Governor Jeb Bush leading the pack among Republican voters nationwide at 19%, up 6 points since May, the real estate mogul has surged to second place at 12%, quadrupling his share from a month ago.
It's hard to believe I'm second to Bush, because Bush is not going to get us to the promised land, folks, I tell you. This guy, I don't want to say he's a stiff, because that's too rude.
Trump is also in second place in Iowa and New Hampshire, according to polls.
Thank you so very much.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton has a solid lead at 57% nationally. Vice President Joe Biden, who hasn't said whether he's running, is far behind in second place, with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders a distant third. As for the rest of the Republican field, Trump's gains might be coming at the expense of candidates like Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Walker, both down to 6% and no longer in the top five. Given all the negative headlines, what does Trump's rise mean for the GOP?
What really worries me about his remarks about Mexican Americans is that this is a lot of noise unless Republicans can get 40% of the Latino vote. That's how we win in 2016. So we're never going to be able to get to those voters if we have offensive rhetoric like that.